Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. We're starting off here and I don't know if we're going to survive today in today's worship. Somebody forgot flowers up front. Who did that? My wife is pointing at me in the back. I forgot to get flowers today. But I will say this. I did get flowers. It was our anniversary on Thursday night. I did get her flowers. We forgot to bring them here today. So get your tomatoes ready. Hit me. Eggs. Oh, thanks, Karen. All right. Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. This morning, just a quick question to get us started off on the right foot. How many of you like to have your own way? Thank you. Yes, great. Easy question to get lots of participation. Man. Well, today we're going to find out, of course, that in order to have peace in our life, peace comes from not insisting on having our own way, but really setting aside our own desires and serving others and receiving the peace that comes from God. And so we're going to find that out today, that's at the heart of peace, recognizing others and recognizing the we, not just I. Not just ourselves. So we are continuing our series today on the fruit of the Spirit. We've done love, joy. Today is peace. That means next week is patience. Just a few announcements to share with the congregation. The first is that we are collecting information, contact information, addresses, phone numbers out on the table in the narthex. This is really important to our congregational life that we keep track of one another. So if there has been a change, please check that your name and the contact information that we have. If it is correct, put an okay there. If it needs changes, go ahead and do it so that we can serve our people, our family in a better way. One other note, this Thursday is Walk with the Pastor. Walk with the Pastor is on the fourth Thursday of every month at 3:30. We meet here at Peace and we walk through the neighborhood and we might stop somewhere to pray with someone that needs it, or we might stop by the school to pray for those that are gathered there, students and faculty, administrators. So if you want to come this Thursday, or if you want to say, Pastor, your sermon didn't make any sense. What were you talking about? Great opportunity to come see me and we can walk together and share time and prayer. Today is Mite Sunday. We're collecting our mites. Thank you, Peggy Kruger, for reminding us and getting us on step with that. During the offering, after the offerings are gathered, I'll come forward with the basket and we'll collect the mite boxes that are there. Every box in the fellowship hall has new mite boxes, so everyone can participate going on from this Sunday. Please use those. And then finally, today, we are inviting our partners in the community to come and share and just give us an update on how things are going. One of the significant partnerships that we have here at Peace Lutheran Church is the Philomath School District. And so we're happy to have our Superintendent Melissa Goff. And as she did last year, she's going to come and share some words and just give us an update. So we're looking forward to that. That'll happen at the end of the service. And she'll stick around for questions and answers. Questions and words if you'd like to engage with her out in the narthex today. Are there any other announcements from the congregation before we begin? We do have a meeting. That annual meeting is today. So after our church worship, we're going to head to the fellowship hall and give an update and see the reports over what happened in 2016. And gather and look at the budget heading into 2017. So we're going to do that in the fellowship hall. That, of course, is open to everyone. Todd's not here right now, but I'm told, and I'm nervous, he better be here. He will be back. He has kind of a sore throat, so he's saving his voice. Susie says yes, he'll be here. He promises. So